This is the Brandon T. Adams Audio Experience. Let's get started. Welcome back to the Brandon T. Adams Audio Experience. I'm Brandon T. Adams, and this is episode 114, and this is a Spisano and Sandy's startup from concept to cash on 98.9 The Buzz. As you guys know, I'm on 98.9 The Buzz every Thursday, where I take pitches, people talk to me about their business, and I give them guidance. And this one's a very unique one. It's a children's book that an author created. His book is Charlie the Merry Christmas. I don't get that right. Christmas it is. The Merry Christmas. And he asked me advice about how to get the children's book out and how to really grow this. We talk about paid advertising. We talk about video ideas, how to get people to buy the stuffed animal. I give advice for digital marketers. There's all kinds of stuff in here, but it's a very short to the point segment. You're going to like this. Here's a little taste of what it's like pitching me on 98.9 The Buzz.
This is Spisano and Sandy Startup from concept to cash.
From concept to cash.
Yes, we're ready to go with Brandon T. Adams live from
Nashville, Tennessee.
Nashville, Tennessee this morning. Good morning, Brandon. How are you?
Good. How you doing?
Good. We got back in with us John Sherwood from Charlie, the Merry Christmas Stuffy and Book. Yep. Hi, John.
Hi. How you doing?
Back in again.
Back
great,
at it.
Great concept that was conceived on an airplane on the way to Vegas.
On the way to L.A. Yeah.
On the way to L.A.
Yeah.
L.A.
Yeah.
Even now, listen, today, because it's the second time you're on the air with us, this is a big day. This, we get to see if you fire off the golden cash
can. That's right. Charlie's been asking about it all week.
Only for big milestones, though.
Big milestones.
Progress is progress. We'll applaud you. But this is major milestones.
Okay, well, hopefully we qualify.
So,
okay.
Charlie, the Merry Christmas, his story is he was not allowed to be...
Well, he had a dream. He thought because he had brawn fur and antlers, he could fly like a reindeer. And he wanted to try out for the sleigh team. And his friends were like, we don't think so.
No, not playing any reindeer games.
No, and his parents were like, we love you, but that's a big much.
Ain't going to happen. You're not going to fly with Santa Claus.
But he wasn't deterred. He went, even Santa Claus was like, never had a moose before, but I like your spirit, kid. Go ahead. And he tries and he fails miserably. He couldn't make it. But Santa says, you know what? You followed your dream. You were determined. You want to fly with me? You're going to slay as my co-pilot.
See, it's a great message for kids, and it really is endearing when it comes to like, you know, it's always the loser that makes it the best. You know what I'm saying?
All right. Yeah. So last week, Brandon, you gave, it was a few weeks ago, you gave John a couple homework assignments.
Yes, he did.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes. Yeah, so 5 creative video ideas for ads, meet with the lockers, the introduction I made for you, and then partnership decision makers that you were going to locate or contact. How did you do?
How'd you do in the first one?
The first one, Lori over here has been creating some videos out of photos we've had at different events, and has kind of put music to them, so we're working on that. I've also got an idea. I'm going on a trip next week. I'm going to start taking a Charlie with me in the airports, and I'm going to have Where in the World is Charlie Moose?
Beautiful.
Oh, that's good.
And, good series.
So different things, because I travel all over the country. And I'm hoping it builds into other people sending me their videos. I know I've sold some in Ireland and Germany and Mexico, and I'm going to reach out to them and see if they'll send me some videos back. So the video end of it, we're certainly moving along with that one.
Okay.
Wait a minute. A second. Don't you, like your real job, your full-time job, don't you set up like displays at trade show?
Trade
show. Can you set one up in the airport while you're waiting for your flight and display, but just start selling Charlie's?
They'd probably throw me out. But yeah. I mean, it's possible.
You need permission for something like
beg
that?
Beg for forgiveness.
You can get away with it.
Yeah. I think we beg for forgiveness before
my
asking
whole carry-on is full of Charlie's.
I'm
sticking out going, what's going on?
Okay. Hey, just try to think out of the box.
What was your next task?
The next one was meeting with the lockers.
Okay, now the lockers aren't things that are in the school. These are brothers that really are manufacturers, and they're giant manufacturers here in the country.
Every step of the process.
Yeah.
Yes.
And we actually had both brothers in on the meeting. They met with us.
Double whammy.
Wow.
For over an hour. They really got into it with us.
Spend an hour with you?
Yeah.
What kind of stuff were they talking about? Because I know they specialize in a lot of infant and youth stuff. stuff, right? To all different places like Walmarts and Kmarts and all that stuff, right?
What was nice is right off the bat, they said our product was validated. They said it's professionally done. It's got merchandising capabilities. We did it the right way and has a great message for kids.
Yeah.
So they were totally into it. And actually, Derek requested one for his granddaughter, Annie.
You're in. Get closer to that cash cannon.
That's right. So we're good with that. He said everything was great. He did say something we touched on before as far as more advertising and how we're doing it.
Yeah.
And I had explained to him what I was doing, as I had said the last time here, and he nailed it. He says, you're dipping your toe in. Mm-hmm. And he said, you really have to go in with both feet.
Right. Everybody into the pool. Right.
And so that was a big thing about it, meeting with them. And we're going to be meeting with Nancy from your organization about more digital media packages to push things for next fall.
One of the things we do here is we actually can help people like you or any business that wants a digital presence. We can make that happen here.
On the air on digital.
Yeah. Which is so important. Most people don't realize the importance of digital media. Mm. If you can speak to the right customers, you can grow your company. I mean, honestly, everything I do around scaling is with the digital media in mind. So I'm glad that you're talking about that.
Yeah. And we tried to get together earlier with Nancy, but I was traveling, but we're actually meeting with her today.
Okay. Excellent. Nice.
So we've got that in the works. They also, we're looking really a 2 to 3 year out range.
Mm-hmm.
What the Lockers had said as far as getting the online presence going, advertising, whatnot, the live events that I do, the schools and things, will help fund that in the short term.
Yeah.
They said in the long term, let that be all just extra, that the online stuff really fuels the business.
Okay.
And at that point, they did say there was interest in as far as repping us for the future into larger retail outlets. And I told them, I said, well, let us build this up more so we can be a good client for you.
Yeah.
And they said, that sounds great. So we have an open door to go back once we've proven that we can move product off the shelf.
So you're on the burner. You're ready to go with them at any time.
That's awesome.
Wow.
So here's a great lesson here, which I love. They gave you some direction, and the mentor told the mentee, hey, here's what you need to do. Now you need to be a great mentee, and what you need to do is you need to show them what you can do because that's cultivating the relationship where they're going to really help you big time. And they helped the past listener, Billy Asmus of Repaint Trade, got a six-figure purchase order with a big company, which is because she followed the process with the Lockers. Mm-hmm. Now, if you follow it, you're going to do the same thing. Yep. So kudos to you. I mean, that is a huge, I don't know if you realize how big of opportunity and connection that is, but that's a game changer right there.
Uh-oh. I looked up their current customers and things, and it, it was...
Oh, go ahead. Say them. We're all curious.
Well, they're really nice guys, too. Like, to spend an hour with you.
Yeah, it was over
and this
an hour,
is
actually.
Like not, I mean, you're not, we're not paying them. They're just doing this because they're so great. They're probably watching this video right now. Mike Locker always watches the live.
Mike?
And he'll comment.
Mike, what's up there?
Yeah. He always comments unsolicited. Just, he genuinely want to help.
They were great guys. And I followed up with Derek. I told him we're going to be on again today.
Yeah,
with,
cool.
With Brandon.
That's I like
great.
It.
That's and great. I wanted to find out if Annie was a little, you know, it's not Christmas. What's this moose doing in my house? I'm waiting for him to get back to me.
I think, what's his name? Charlie will be hanging out with the elf on the shelf.
Oh,
in
probably. He'll probably knock him off the shelf.
Probably, exactly. Right, they're hanging out. oh, man, this is so great. Brandon, what's next for John and Charlie?
Well, there's one more. You kind of did it already, but what was the one other thing? You had to connect with other potential big distributors or put a list down.
Mm. Right. We, in that sense, we have a couple of retail stores that we've talked to, small retail stores, and we've been pursuing
local?
More with schools. One local, one actually up in Maine.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And schools, Lori's been making connections with more schools for the fall so we can generate more money to pay for the online advertising.
All right. So if you run a school in some way, some capacity, and you can, you know, get John in to speak to the kids, because they do that. All the schools do it.
Well, we did it. Shout out to Williamson Elementary. They were absolutely fantastic.
Yeah, and they hire authors to come in and read to the kids, and it's like you are the star, and the kids love it.
We walked in, and it felt like we were rock stars.
Yeah,
there was posters all over the school. And, the kids were great, and actually, as far as expanding the product, to not be just seasonal.
Mm-hmm.
I had had an idea for a second book, and then meeting with the kids at Williamson, all these kindergarten through fourth grade mm-hmm. had an idea what they wanted to be when they grew up.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going with Charlie Goes to School, and he wants to be a pilot.
Oh, and, that's cool.
You got visuals. Yeah.
We got a little visual here. Of
look at
Charlie.
Look at this. Dude, look at that.
With his little hat.
Oh,
his little
aviator hat and glasses.
Yep. So he learns a lesson about going to school and following your dreams, but having to study and do your homework, he has a tough lesson learning. But
great road for all these different great messages for kids.
Well, that's what I wanted it to be.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Okay. Before Brandon, you give him more advice. If anybody listening right now, if you have a way into the schools, let mm-hmm. us know 818-2899. Or if you have a business, a small business that it makes sense to sell Charlie mm-hmm. and you know the book there at your business, let us know 818-2899.
When you said Maine, my head just exploded because Maine is like, that's where the moose are.
Oh, it's their state is crazy about moose.
I'm thinking that's brilliant.
Yeah.
We actually had been in contact with them before, and they bought a couple packages and they sold out, and they said, you know, we want to expand on this.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah.
All
see,
right,
knowing Brandon, your audience.
What do you have now?
Okay. Uh-oh. You ready for this?
Okay.
Okay. All right. So first off, congrats. I mean, I love the product, especially because our younger generation kids need to have positive affirmations put mm-hmm. in their subconscious, mm-hmm. especially showing them that they can do things and they go after things. So I love the story of the moose and what it's doing there. So kudos there. Thank you for doing that. Okay. Next up, the business side of things.
Mm-hmm.
You know what you need to do now. You connected the lockers. That's a huge win. You need to cultivate that relationship and keep showing them wins and keep in contact with them because they can literally transform your entire business. They've done it for many people over the years. They are the go-to for myself and Kevin Harrington for the distribution manufacturing side. So you have the direct connection. Now don't waste it.
Right.
On the digital marketing side, I'm glad you have the meeting with Nancy today. I mean, do it. Yeah, like you need, this is a vital part of the business for everybody listening. Mm. Anything around digital media, building brand awareness is a must in today's day and age.
Yeah.
So you need to follow through with that. Okay. You ready for it?
Sure.
Okay. So where I think you made the biggest move since we last spoke is a connection with the lockers and actually knowing where you need to go. And I love the fact that you already looked into doing different areas for the product where the air pilot or anything else like that.
He's got kids' pajamas with Charlie's face on it. Look at the pajamas.
The other thing you mentioned was more merchandising. And
they take action, Brandon.
You're taking action. This is the thing. You got the merchandise. For those of you watching the live, you can see this great merchandise here. You look at one product. We always look at what are the other products come with it. Mm-hmm. And that's the key thing I look at as an investor is what are the other products down the line where there's more revenue opportunity. So, Sandy, I want you to get that gun in your hand.
I
think we made it.
I want to congratulate you and the moose with the cash can.
Wait a minute. Do you have the video rolling?
Let's go, baby.
Is there a noise to the cash can?
Yes. Come on. Here you go. There you go.
Angels,
on the count of three. Ready, Charlie?
One,
two, three. Yeah, look at that.
Yeah, Charlie.
Thank you.
Oh, my God.
Thank you.
That's so great. Brandon.
Yes, you can keep the money. Yes. Yes.
The sweet satisfaction of firing off the cash cannon.
That felt great.
Yeah, we did it.
Doesn't it?
Wow.
If you've got a business, you've got an idea, you've got an invention, you've got just questions, get in touch with us here on The Buzz, and we'll hook you up with Brandon T. Adams, whatever level you're at, and we'll get you to squeeze that cash cannon. Sometime.
Oh my gosh, you guys are the best. Awesome. Now we'll continue to follow your journey on this Pisano and Sandy Startup podcast. So check back in with us. Any setbacks, any progress, you let us know and we'll follow your journey.
We're going to keep in contact with you guys and Brandon and the lockers.
You got it. Yeah.
You're now part of Team Charlie.
That's right.
Oh, I love
it. Part of Team Charlie.
Look up Charlie, the Merry Chris Moose online and the website.
It's charliechristmas.com.
Okay.
And we're working another one, a general one for charliebooks.com.
All right, sounds good.
Awesome. Brandon, you are the best. Thank you so much for helping our entrepreneurs.
Brandon, thank you very much. Thanks, buddy boy.
Until next time.
All right. 98.9 The Buzz, Pisano and Sandy.